This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, so what do we do with Brady now that he's in his ninth Super Bowl? How do we process it? We're going to talk about that coming up. But Ron has a confession, a football-related confession, that he wants to share. And I asked him at the beginning, I said, do you want to tell me? And he goes, no, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you on the air. So I'm as going to be as surprised as all of you.
I just feel like for the good of myself that I clear the air.
Okay.
Because this was weighing heavily on me since last night. And I didn't know how to process that. I didn't know how to deal with it. But the problem is, and this is hard for me to say, Tony, I started finding myself rooting for the Patriots towards the end of the game.
Oh, okay. No, that's not a problem. I want to hear more about this because
I did.
I think I know where you're going. What was it about the Patriots that you wanted to see?
I think what it is because we spent a lot of time last week talking about how there's a lot of Patriot hatred in the country.
Right. Right.
As much as there's a lot of Warrior hatred in the country, we hate really great things that are happening. And I found myself just when Brady got that ball back and my Twitter timeline, much as everyone across the country, blew up with three words, too much time.
Yeah, too much time.
Because we all sat there and said, you know what? They got the ball back with a little over 2 minutes. They have all three timeouts. They still have the 2 minute warning. The Chiefs did not plan that well at all.
Not at all.
But I looked at it. I'm like, you know what? I fully believe that I'm going to witness something amazing once again, you know, and I don't know how much longer it's going to last. I don't know how much longer we're going to be, you know, privy to the brilliance that is Brady. I'm one of those guys that's still on the fence. Is it Belichick? Is it Brady? You know, is Brady the greatest of all time? I'm still a big Joe Montana fan. But the fact of the matter is that when Brady got that ball, I knew for a fact he was going to march down the field and get a score. And then when they got the ball in overtime, I knew for a fact that they were going to win the game in overtime. And the only thought was going through my mind the entire time is like, I find myself rooting for Brady right now because this is history.
Yeah,
and this is one of these things that 20, 25 years from now is a where were you type moment. Like, you know, looking back on this career and just going, this was, you know, probably one of the greatest eras of football by a single player, a single team that we will ever witness. I mean, one, maybe just outside of football, maybe the great out of all sporting events, you know, better than Michael Jordan and the Bulls, better than, you know, Bill Russell with the Celtics back in the 50s, or, you know, what the Montreal Canadiens did back in the day. This is this sheer dominance in a game that, in an era where it's hard to remain dominant is absolutely astounding.
I was thinking about this last night, and I hear where you're coming from because I have friends, I have friends on Twitter and Facebook from Denver.
Oh no, right? I can't stand Patriot fans.
I agree, right? And I'm from Denver, but these guys, and look, I have to watch the Super Bowl. I would never miss a Super Bowl.
No, not at all.
But I have friends who don't have that same passion for the NFL and said, all right, let me know who wins. I'm not watching now. Patriots are in it again. And I thought to myself, but you're missing something here. You're missing something. And I'm not saying root for the Patriots to root for something historic, but you're missing something that you really need to pay attention to. So I started thinking about this last night. Is Tom Brady, and I may be going overboard, and if you want to bring me back down to earth, go ahead. But is Tom Brady better at being an NFL quarterback than any other athlete has been at his job in the history of sports?
Yeah.
And I started thinking that answer is yes. Because my thing was, when we talk about greatest quarterback, all right, I said, okay, well, I can't make the argument about athlete, because then I got the people going, okay, like is he the greatest athlete? He's not athletic,
no,
right?
No,
he does, he's not, yeah. It brings too many variables into the conversation. But for what he is supposed to do as a professional athlete, is he better at that than Tiger Woods as a golfer, as Michael Jordan was a basketball player, as Wayne Gretzky was a hockey player? Like, was he better? Is he better at this than any of those others at what they do for a living?
I'm going to say there's two people I like the Wayne Gretzky one. I don't know if he's better.
Gretzky is so touchy for me because
I don't know if he's
the
a
numbers
better quarterback
are crazy.
Than Gretzky was a hockey player. But right. two individuals stood out in my mind right away, and they're both Olympic related. It was Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt.
Yeah, Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt. You can even go in that direction, right?
I don't know if Brady is a better quarterback than Michael Phelps is a fish.
Maybe so, because Michael Phelps is a fish.
Yeah,
like he's built. What he did, his body is a fish.
What he did in Beijing and like the sheer willpower to go and get 8 gold medals, even that one where he, outstretched that French guy. I mean, to me, that's like absolutely unreal. And I don't know if, I mean, it's almost superhero esque.
Yeah,
like this guy's a mutant somehow.
So I'm going to throw it out there, 800-777-2907. Again, I preface that question with, if it's too hyperbolic, fine, I get it, I understand. But it really isn't, because what he has done, if his job is to win football games and put his team in championships, he's done that better than any person in the history of the NFL.
No, and you had that Tiger Woods feeling yesterday when you got the ball back. I mean, we all sat there. I mean, just go back to your timelines and just look at when there was 2 minutes. I think it was 2 minutes, 5 seconds left on the clock. And everyone was saying, like, I hate to say it, too much time.
Too much time.
I'll be the first one to say it. Too much time. Too much time. And without even having to read that, you kind of knew, like, you know what? Oh, I'm looking at this. They got the 2 minute warning of all 3 timeouts. That's way too much time.
I can see somebody making the argument with Brady. Let's take Wayne Gretzky, for example, right? You could say, well, Brady's gone to 9 Super Bowls, but statistically he doesn't own the touchdown record. He doesn't own the passing yards record.
Right.
Like, he doesn't own those records. Whereas Gretzky, it's like he has all these Stanley Cup championships. And oh, by the way, he has more assists than the second guy has points, right? Like, that's like an insane, anomalous statistic.
I'll look at it this way, is that, Gretzky, and deservedly so, and I don't think we will ever see it again in professional sports, that Gretzky was the only one that I know of who the day he retired was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't think, even though Brady, I mean, a surefire first ballot, I mean, we can say the same thing about Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is definitely going to be in the Hall of Fame, but he still has to wait his 5 years. And Brady, when he retires, no matter how many rings he has on his fingers, no matter how many statues are erected of him in New England, he's still going to have to wait those 5 years.
I think I have to look this up. Did not the NHL retire 99 for everybody?
They retired 99 as well.
Like, they're not going to retire 12.
No, they're not.
Silly, but that they're not going to do that anyway. But 99 was retired. Like, nobody could have it on any team, but any team.
That's just how special he was.
Right.
So maybe Gretzky's the only one. Because even with Tiger, I'll tell you what. I mean, there's been many times. I mean, when Tiger back in his day, when he had that red shirt on, the red shirt, black pants, and it was Sunday, and he was, either in the lead or just, in the final pairing, it was never a given. And I just feel like with Tom Brady, it's always a given. You give him this much time, he's going to march down and get a score. May not win the game for you. That's not his fault if the defense, doesn't do their job, against the Eagles, for example. But if you give him the ball, he is going to march down the field. He is going to get a score.
Damian Williams scores with a little over 2 minutes remaining, and there's 75,000 people, whatever, how much it held last night, 77,000 people. And I wonder how many of them were cheering, but at the same time going, oh, no.
I think they were cheering because it's like, the 12th man. We got it. We got to get as loud as we can. We got to do our job now.
Oh, my God. It's just, it was so written. It's just, it happens so often. It's so crazy. And it just continues to happen. And look, it almost didn't. Right? It almost didn't. There was a pass that was tipped and intercepted. And then we find out, oh, no, offsides. D Ford was lined up in the neutral zone, and that negated that. So, but nevertheless, I mean, that feeling with 2 minutes that Brady had the ball was just, ugh. And here's an interesting, the Ringer brought this up. So I want to give them credit for this. And this takes some research. I'm going to give them credit for this. They pointed out that the Patriots in their postseason have appeared in overtime 3 times, right? The Super Bowl against the Falcons. There was the 2002 Tuck Rule game. And then this one. In all 3 times, and this is really an amazing statistic, in all 3 overtimes, okay, the opposition never touched the football. in overtime. Now, in 2002, they couldn't. That was not the rule at the time. It was sudden death. But still, you know, you could punt and they could punt. You could go back and forth. So the Patriots scored right away, right down the field and kicked the Vinatieri field goal. Raiders never touched the ball in that tuck rule game. The Super Bowl, they went right down the field and scored a touchdown. And then this one, they did the same exact thing. That is really, really hard to do. That is not easy to score touchdowns on the opening drive of overtime. It usually does not happen. In fact, they pointed out 17% of the time that's how games end in overtime, with the team scoring a touchdown on their initial possession. And yet, given those odds, it didn't feel like it was in doubt when the Patriots won the toss. It did not feel in doubt at all.
I can't remember who it was, but after the coin toss, the guy was like, "We want the ball." I'm like, yeah, of course you do.
Of course.
And you can almost see it on the Chiefs' faces that when they lost the coin toss, like, well, you know, it was a good season.
Yep.
They even knew. It's over. We had a good run.
800-777-2907. So accomplished question on the table, but want to hear your thoughts as well. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, and Ron is spelled with two N's. Is Tom Brady better at his job than any athlete has been at theirs? 800-777-2907. Include like Tiger Woods, include Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, anybody else, Michael Phelps, anybody else. This is a complex question, but I'd love to get people's thoughts on this, because I'm watching a guy play that quarterback position better than I've ever seen it played, in terms of getting teams to championships, and he keeps doing it at 41, 42 years old, and he's been doing it since he's 24. Ninth Super Bowl, and he's going for ring number six. 800-777-2907, the number. It's SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio.